And now, Springbok Radio invite you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
The next half the Diddy Sea.
Once again, our story takes us to a sleepy hollow. Not, however, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, but to Sunshine Cottage in Lower Snedfield, where we find local pensioner Humbert Snetherthwaite engaged in his favourite midday activity.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. That's what you want, you old snud.
What did you call me?
A snud.
Oh. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, whatever it means, now you're one of them.
Well, I don't think I like the sound of that.
Well, that's too bad, isn't it? What do you want to come out here and disturb me for, anyway?
I came out to find what you were doing, that's all.
Oh. Well, I'm giving the eye to all the girls showing past.
Oh, I see. Yes. Well, I wish you wouldn't, Humbert. It's bad for your heart, you know.
Hey?
I don't know how many times the doctor told you that, really.
Yeah, but what does he know, love? It's only a doctor. Anyway, it was only a song. And there were only pretty girls in the middle of Lower Snedfield.
Oh, I don't know, Humbert.
Like I said, there never are any pretty girls in the middle of Lower Snedfield.
Craftsmanship is mastership. The creative art of the old masters finds its counterpart in the exacting skill devoted to the making of Rembrandt van Rijn, the masterpiece in cigarettes.
British Airways Rand Saver Holiday Price Victory. Stay in a central London hotel for only 14 Rand a night. See the latest show in London's West End. Tour the magnificent British countryside with Britain Car Hire from only 18 Rand a day. Stay in a traditional country inn. Hire a camper van or captain a motor cruiser on the Thames. Choose your dream holiday the British Airways Rand Saver way. Get the Rand Saver brochure from your travel agent or British Airways sales shop now.
There's a bank that understands the way we live now.
The Standard certainly understood my needs with their new Plus plan. The more I save, the higher the interest rate they pay. And they pay on daily balance. And get this. Yoo-hoo!
Your money, sir.
With Plus plan, you can withdraw or deposit instantly at any one of over 900 offices.
Standard Bank Plus plan's more proof we'd like to be your bank. With up to 10% on. Yoo-hoo!
Now, have you found out everything you came out here to find out, or is there something else you want to discuss?
Well, yes, there was something I wanted to know, actually. Where are we going tonight?
Hey? What did you say, Lob?
I said, where are we going tonight?
So you did. And what do you mean by that? What sort of a question is that?
A perfectly normal, simple question. I just feel like going out tonight, that's all.
Oh. Just like that? You expect to be taken, do you? You expect me just to say, yes, certainly, Lol, of course. Where would you like to go?
To the Silver Stork Club.
The Silver Stork Club? You must be out of your time. Mind, Lol, what makes you think I'd take you out to a place like that?
Well, it was so long since you've taken me anywhere, Humbert. I mean, I am your loving wife. And I do deserve to be wined and dined occasionally, you know.
Oh, come on now, Lol. Let's be fair. When was the last time I took you out? Come on, tell me that when. Come on. There you are. You see, you've forgotten. Oh. How soon we forget.
Yes, well, I can't help it. It was so long ago. It was, 1976.
1976! Oh, how can you have such a poor memory? Don't you remember that time only 3 years ago? Three short years ago when I took you out.
Yes, well, I hardly call a visit to Uncle Bert and Auntie Gladys going out. I want to get out there and hit the high spot, Humbert. Just for once, I want to go on a real razz.
Razz? What's razz?
Well, it's a shortened version of razzmatazz. I want it to all happen around me. I want the greatest boogaloo ever.
Blimey, you have flipped your lid, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I don't want to feel life's passing me by, you see. I want to live it to the full while I've still got my youth, my vitality and my good looks.
You're 83.
So, I'm a young, vital 83. Are we going to the Silver Stork Club tonight?
Of course we are.
Why not?
Well, if you really have to have an excuse, the doctor told me to be careful of me heart, remember?
Well, that's the way you want it, Umbridge. Next mate, I'm warning you. If you don't take me out tonight, I'm going to... I'm going to cut off your privileges. What I'm going to do.
What privileges, Law? I never get any around here.
Of course you do. There's having breakfast in bed on your birthday for a start. And don't I always scrub your false teeth for you? When they get a bit stained?
Yeah, you scrub them so much the flame of things are loose. Loose.
Yes, all right then. That's the last time I ever do anything for you.
Oh, dummy. All right, Law. If that's the way you're going to be about it, just to keep you happy, we'll go out tonight.
To the Silver Stork Club?
Of course not. It's far too expensive. Now, Law, for a special treat tonight, I'm taking it to the pictures.
Yeah. General Assistance Department, this is Mildred Murphy, to whom you have the pleasure of addressing yourself at... Oh, Sir Gregory, good morning to you. And how are you this fine morning? And what can we do for you? Now, how's your good lady wife?
Miss Mervyn, have you been taking lessons from Lennox Brown or something?
Lessons, Sir Gregory? In what?
Waffling. I thought you were the most sensible of the three.
Well, without wishing to appear immodest, Sir Gregory, I am.
Are either of the other two morons in yet?
No, Sir Gregory, Noddy and Big Ears aren't. I mean, Mr. Lennox Brown and Slim haven't come in yet.
Yes, of course, it's only 10:30, I should have known. When one of them does get in, ask him to phone me, will you?
Right away, Sir Gregory.
No, ask him, tell him to phone me.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory, right away, Sir Gregory. Just leave everything to me, Sir Gregory. And do give my very best regards to your old lady, or, Sir Gregory. Blimey, I don't know. Oh, this phone system gets worse and worse every day. Mr. Lennox Brown's always being cut off, and now it's happening to me. Oh, well, I wonder what time they'll put in this morning.
Morning, Mildred.
Good morning, Mr. Lamb.
What is the matter, Mildred?
Mr. Lamb, you've changed your thingy. your face, it's growing. Ooh, there's a horrible sort of fungusy substance sprouting up all out of it.
Do you
mind? Ooh, it's horrible.
Mildred, would you mind?
Oh, quick, Mr. Lamb, you better go and see a doctor before it really catches hold.
Mildred, this is my beard.
Hey, I've never seen anything quite that. What, Mr. Lamb?
My beard. And it just goes to show how observant you are. I've been growing it for the last 2 weeks.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I just thought you hadn't washed your face last week. It was looking a bit dirty, but it's really caught on this weekend, hasn't it?
Yes, it's really starting to look like something now, isn't it, eh?
Aye, but I won't say what. But why don't you let it grow all over instead of in those funny little tufts like that, there and there and there?
But it is growing all over. It's just that it's having a little trouble getting started in one or two places, that's all.
Oh. Well, then why don't you give up, Mr. Lamb? You seem to be fighting a losing battle, don't you?
Nonsense, Mildred. You wait and see. Within a couple of weeks, it'll be really sprouting.
And what do you think Sir Gregory's going to say?
Well, knowing him, he won't be too happy at first, but once he gets used to it, oh, it'll be all right then. Yes, he'll soon come to realize how rugged and manly it makes me look.
I? Well.
Don't you think it makes me look rugged and manly?
Sir Gregory wants you to phone him as soon as you get in, please.
Mildred, you're evading the question. Does it not make me look rugged and manly?
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Ooh, saved by the bell. I'm in the door. Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one. Tea for me, please, Mildred. And while you're about it, make a cup for your scruffy friend here, would you?
Scruffy friend? Good heavens, he sounds just like Mr. Lamb, doesn't he?
Where is he this morning, by the way, Mildred?
Well, I'm here, number one. This is me. Good grief.
So it is. Oh, yes. Well, I do think you could have come to work a bit more respectably dressed. It's not quite the image the civil service is looking for, is it?
But this is my best suit, number one. And I'm growing a beard.
Well, I think I'll go and make the tea before the crunch comes. And this time it'll be a pleasure. Tea, get something out.
Did you say beard?
Yes, I did. Don't you like it?
Well, that's hard to the point. It's what Sir Gregory's going to say about it. He hates beards.
But it looks very nice. It's modern. It's witty.
No use trying to defend yourself, number two. If Sir Gregory doesn't like something, he just doesn't like it. So you better cut it off before he gets here, or else you're liable to have it pulled out hair by hair.
No, that
shouldn't be too painful. There are only about four hairs.
But what am I going to do? I mean, I can't possibly...
Mr. Brown, I want a word with you.
Start praying, number two. Good morning, Sir Gregory. What can I do for you on this very, very fine morning?
You can abide by the rules of the civil service for a start.
No.
And not bring your unwashed friends in here.
Sir Gregory, Richard Lamb.
Don't push your luck. Give up while you're ahead. Now, what can we do for you, Sir Gregory?
Nothing, Lennox Brown. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, I'm not quite with you, Sir Gregory.
Are you ever, Lennox Brown?
Why, certainly, yes. Well, I remember that time back in... When was it? When we were
exactly. The problem at the moment is that I've got nothing new in for you to do. So just sit quietly until I find something, all right?
We'll be as quiet as two little mice, Sir Gregory.
Good. And don't let me hear a squeak out of you.
Well, this is a change.
Yes, the old goat must be going senile.
Imagine coming in and telling us he's got nothing for us to do.
You know, I think he was really checking up to see that we were both here. So that's one black mark against your name.
Oh, well, one more won't make all that difference, will it? But what are we going to do, number one?
Yeah, that's a very good question, isn't it? I've finished the paper. I've done the crossword. Tired of playing noughts and crosses, and we've lost all our golf balls out of the window. I don't know what we're going to do.
Hey, Jock. This Cadbury's new lunch bar's got much more munch.
Much more munch, you see?
Aye, munch, much more.
I see there's more nuts and toasty rice.
Aye. Lots of caramel.
And look at the wafer.
Not to mention the chocolate.
Can I have a wee bite then?
What? Now you've ruined the friendship.
Cadbury's new lunch bar, the much more munch bar.
When you holiday overseas, do you like to be as free as a bird? To fly when you want to stay where and for as long as you like?
Sure I do, but the cost is unreal.
Not if you take advantage of three ways SAA has arranged to help you. SAA cost cutters. Hotels, car hire, restaurants at low prices the locals can't get. In London, Paris, Amsterdam and Rome, the USA and many other exciting destinations. SAA's Apex. The lowest fares New York, London and other European cities. SAA's versatile fly now, pay later plan lets you pay for it all with just a small deposit. SAA didn't invent holidays. We just perfected them.
What was the name of the picture again, though?
Love in the Afternoon. Oh, he sounds good, doesn't he, Lambert?
Oh, I don't know, really. I prefer one of them big, heavy westerns, you know. Bang, bang, shoot, shoot, kill, kill. Blood all over the place.
Yes.
People dying in their thousands. Oh, lovely.
Oh, Lambert, it's nice to have a bit of romance in one's soul every now and again, don't you think, Sally?
Well, for them that needs it, I suppose it's all right.
Yeah.
So far, we've seen nothing but commercials. Here we go, lot. Here's the picture starting there.
What a beautiful scene. Snow starting to fall onto green landscape. Lilies of the field trying to keep their heads above it. Oh, waving gently in the breeze. And the stark ash trees, oblivious of it all, hardly feeling the weight of the snow on their branches. Loving the afternoon, November, isn't it beautiful?
All right, no, you don't have to start crying yet.
Shut up.
What's this? Looks like it's the end.
Hey?
The end? How can it be the end so quickly? What happened in the middle bit? What's going on?
I don't know, Humbert, but it's finished. We can go home now.
Don't be ridiculous, though. How can it be finished before it's even started, hardly? Boy, you up there in that glass box
yes.
Top, the projectionist. Boy! What happened in the middle of the picture?
Censored, right?
Censored? Censored? How on earth can they censor the whole film? Oh, I'll show them all. They can't make me pay good money, then show me like commercials. This is not going to end here.
Let's run, Lamb. I wonder what... Yoo-hoo. Wakey, wakey. Let's brown and lamb. Come on, wake up, wake up. That's it. Come on. Happy time. Wake up.
What's the... Oh, yes. Well, good afternoon, Sir Gregory. Come on, number two, wake up. It's Sir Gregory.
Oh, yeah.
Are the band you awake now?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Sir Gregory.
Get on the next train to Lewis Nedsfield. Do you understand?
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory. What for?
The government has had complaints from a number of the local residents about the very strict censorship imposed by the local town council. You ought to go down there and check up on the censorship and see that it isn't too strict in terms of British civil law.
I see. The right of the common man to see what he wants to see. Is that what you mean, Sir Gregory?
Quite right. Now, this is a pretty delicate situation that around, so don't annoy anyone. Do you understand?
Oh, but of course not, Sir Gregory. Have you ever known us annoy anyone?
I don't have 2 years to spare, Eric Brown. Now get down to Snedsfield and don't make a muck of it.
Meeting of Snedsfield Bar of Senses to order. To order. Silence!
What did you say?
I said silence!
Sorry, I can't hear you, dear. I'm a trifle deaf, you know. Could you repeat that?
Shut up!
Shut up! What is?
Oh, dear, don't worry, Mr. Murgatroyd.
Curry? Of course I don't want curry. I ate before I came.
I knew we should never have had him on the board. Now, can you get down to the agenda, please? The first film that we have to view this afternoon is one called The Death Ride. Does anyone have any comments on this?
Actually, I think I will have some curry. Now that I think of it, I am a bit peckish.
Yes, I'll disregard that. Does anyone else have anything to say on The Death Ride? What about you, Mr. Bloggs?
Well, I don't know.
No? You never normally do you?
No, I don't. I don't know what they're about, half of them. I find them all very very mixed up.
Yes, well, so are you. What about you, Mr. Phenomeno?
Well, I have something to say, something very definite. I should like to put forward the motion that this so-called piece of cinematography should be banned immediately and forthwith.
And why, pray?
The violence, that's what. Or as some people say, the violence. Can you imagine how much violence there is going to be in a film called The Death Ride? Can you just imagine? And I submit that it is unfair of us to subject our fellow citizens to such displays, to put temptation in their path, to try to interfere with their strict moral upbringing. I say ban it before we even sully our own minds observationing it.
Oh, but what do the rest of the board think?
Well, I don't know.
And what do you think, Mr. Murgatroyd?
Would I like a drink? Oh, yes. Oh.
Oh, well, there you are. That's another vote on my side. The motion must be carried.
Good afternoon. Is this the Snedsfield Censorship Board?
Oh, yes, it is indeed. You can't just come barging in here when you feel like it. Who are you?
Well, my name is Lennox Brown, madam, and I just happen to be the head of the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, and this is my colleague, Richard Lamb.
Yes, well, what do you want?
Yes. Well, the government has had complaints from a number of people about this board.
Complaints about us? Why?
Well, apparently you're being a bit too strict.
Strict? Us? Impossible.
You're impossible, as some people might say.
Well, I'm afraid that you have just become the subject of a governmental inquiry of which I am the head, and I'm afraid that I must insist on sitting on this board.
Well, if you must, you must, I suppose.
Don't mind me, just you carry on as you have been.
Right. Now, the next item on the agenda is the proposed showing of a film which we've managed to keep away from Snedsfield for many years. I refer, of course, to The Last Tango in Paris.
Well, I've never heard of that one.
No, nor have I. But it sounds all right. I like Paris.
And what about you, Mr. Murgatroyd?
Harris? Who's Harris?
No. Harris with a P.
What? Oh, you want to have a recess, do you?
No, we want your opinion. Oh, forget it, I'll put you down for yes.
Well, I've never heard of it either. However, I propose that we view the aforementioned film to ensure that it contains no smut.
Right, then I'll put it down for later viewing.
All right, but please forgive me for butting in, but I feel that this film is obviously a documentary.
You mean a documentary?
No, a documentary.
Oh, it's a different kind of film.
That's right, yes. It's a documentary. It seems quite plain to me that The Last Tango in Paris is a feature on dancing in a foreign country. And because we're now members of the common market, it should be every public-spirited citizen's duty to see this film.
Well, I don't know about
that. And under the powers vested in me by the Delegation of Responsibilities Act of 1869, I hereby order that The Last Tango in Paris be shown as an educational film to all the citizens of Snedfield.
Well, listeners, tonight the program What's Your View brings us to the normally sleepy hollow of Lower Snedsfield. This is Ivor Fairbody, and I'm standing outside the local cinema where the controversial film The Last Tango in Paris is having its first screening. This is the first town in England to have shown the film without an age restriction, and just shows the typical go-ahead attitude of the town council. Oh, the doors are opening and the crowds are pouring out. The film must be finished. Right. Now, let's see if we can get a few views of the people who have just seen this film. One thing that strikes me as strange about the people of Snedfield, they all seem to have wide, staring eyes. Oh, well, excuse me, sir. What did you think of The Last Tango in Paris?
Oh, my golly.
Is that all you have to say, sir?
Oh, I'm saying oh, my golly, once again.
But is that all?
And oh, my golly goodness.
What a remarkable view.
Oh, my golly, goodness gracious.
How short.
Oh, my golly, goodness gracious, and golly, one more time. Oh, well.
Let's see who else we can get a reaction from. Here's a lady. Obviously one of Stedsfield's senior citizens. Excuse me, madam.
Yes?
What would you think of the film?
Hot dog.
Hot dog?
Hot dog. That's what I said, man. Hot dog. Like hot dog, you know.
I see. Well, listeners, there you have it. What seems to be a typical view from a cross-section of the audience of this, the first film that Stedsfielders have seen right through in 20 years. Strange reaction, I'm sure you'll agree. And leaving you to puzzle over it, this is Ivor Fairbody signing off from What's Your View and going in to see the second show.
Sun up on the Sierras, with sagebrush and greasewood a-sparkle with early morning dew. That's the time to rustle up a trail breakfast of deviled ham, eggs, and good coffee. The reward of the great outdoors, that feeling of freedom. Your kind of life? Then Paul Revere is your kind of cigarette. Rich in flavor, big on taste. Paul Revere, the pride of tobaccos.
Net meer as 'n dekade gelede het 'n paar vers in die Suid-Afrikaners bymekaar gekom en die enorme uitdagings van die internasionale oliehandel aangedurf. Vandag, met 'n topgehalte brandstof, 'n volledige reeks olies en reeds meer as 300 volstasies tot in die verste uithoeke van ons land, bied Trek jou die een bymiddel wat regtig saak maak. Trots, want Trek is ons eie. Trek in by die Quagga en maak vol met trots.
You idiotic, pin-headed, bird-brained, imbecilic, moronic numbskulls.
Who, us, Sir Gregory?
Of course you, Lennox Brown. You a lamb. What an idiotic thing to do.
But why, Sir Gregory? The Snedsfielders seem to enjoy it.
Those that live through it, yes. You can't impose a film like that on a community that hasn't been exposed to that sort of thing before. It was fatal.
But there was nothing wrong with the film, Sir Gregory. I rather enjoyed it, in fact.
You enjoyed it, lamb. I'm surprised you knew what it was all about.
Well, any idiot could have seen that, Sir Gregory. Yes, it was about the flat shortage in Paris.
Well, you just carry on thinking that, lamb. Meanwhile, the two of you are going to do the whole thing over again.
You mean we have to go back to Snedsfield again, Sir Gregory?
No, Lennox Brown, you're going somewhere completely different this time, and you can make a film of it if you like.
A film, Sir Gregory?
Yes, lamb, I've even got the title for you. The Last Highland Fling in Ballymarket.
No, 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 it's like a prison.
Doing the tango in Snedsfield tonight with John Simpson and Roger Service. Also hot footing along the morning of the day, Tommy Reed, Tom Lear, and Frank Graham and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.